Hi, I'm Amy Halloran, Food Security Manager at Unity House, and I'm here with the Food Diary chatting with Natasha Pernica of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. Welcome.
Hi, Amy. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. I am always excited to have a chance to have you talk about your work. Can you tell our listenership a bit about the history and function of the food pantries?
I'd be happy to. This year is a special year for the food pantries for the Capital District. It's actually our 40th anniversary. And so when we look back over the years, our organization was started by a group of concerned volunteers through the Capital Area Council of Churches who wanted to help organize and support food pantries in the area. And over time, our organization has continued to grow and work to support now more than 67 food pantries in Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties. And really, we believe that by working together, we can do more than any one of us can alone. So we help coordinate services, we provide food funding, we deliver a lot of food. A lot of people see our trucks out on the road delivering millions of pounds of food each year to help the pantries stay stocked so that they can meet the need in the community.
Right. And it's, as I run a food pantry for Unity House, and I can say that we really lean on the support services you guys supply. So, for example, the diapers and formula that you're able to give us really help support people who are facing chronic and generational poverty and trauma. There's a lot of things that we can really do, but we couldn't do without you guys. And today we got 3,000 pounds of food that the Food Express, one of the trucks of the food pantries of the Capital District, delivered to us. So that meant we didn't have to coordinate volunteers to go pick up 3,000 pounds of food, which is about a half week's supply for the little grocery store that we run.
That's a great point. And Amy, also you mentioned the diapers. I think for people who are feeling strained and they don't have a lot of food, I think it's good point to notice that pantries provide more than just food. A lot of pantries provide diapers, formula, as well as household products and toiletries. So if people are experiencing a time in their life where their resources are not going far enough, there are many food pantries in the area, and our organization can help direct them to the pantry that serves their neighborhood. So if someone is in need of food, please reach out at 518-458-1167, and we can help connect them to resources in the community.
Right, because all the pantries have geographic areas that they're limited to serve. There is always a pantry that can serve anyone, but sometimes you need a little help getting there. So this phone number is the way that people can find where their food resources are.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's really important, I think, to in telling the story of what the food pantries for the Capital District does to illustrate a little further how skeletal the systems are in food pantries. You know, very often try to picture our readership, our listenership, imagine something in a church basement run by retirees and even octogenarians who are really moving around this food to people in need, because very often it's the retired people who have that. So having the ability to get that food to the door is critical, right?
Sure. And I mean, if you think about it, of the 67 food pantries in our coalition, about 50% of the pantries are completely run by volunteers. So we are so grateful for the generosity of people's time in the community, but it takes a lot of volunteer effort to make this happen. Even the pantries who do have paid staff, often it's very limited, maybe a very part-time coordinator, still are relying on a lot of volunteers to help make that happen. And if you think about it, Amy, last year there were 57,000 people who sought food assistance from our coalition members. They were provided food for about 3.2 million meals last year. So that is a lot of food being moved out for free to people through largely a volunteer-run system. It's really amazing.
It's amazing, and yet I know through a lot of the work that the food pantries is doing, you're uncovering the fact that not enough people are accessing this system, right?
That's true. Yeah, when we look at food insecurity numbers in the region, so food insecurity doesn't necessarily mean that you're out starving on the street, but you might be running out of food, you're not eating breakfast, you know, you're eating cheap food that doesn't have the nutritional quality that you need. And there's over 80,000 people in our area that struggle with food insecurity from time to time. And so when we say there's 57,000 people seeking food assistance through pantries, we know that there are people out there who might not have enough to eat or are eating food that isn't providing the nutrition that they need. And so part of our job as a coalition is to help let people know that pantries are there, and also to coordinate the services so that if we find communities within this capital region that are underserved, you know, we can help do outreach and get people connected to the resources that are available to help them.
That's great. That's great. And is this called Mapping the Meal Gap? Is that part
of
that?
Well, yeah, Feeding America kind of does map the meal gap. If you can find that information on their website. And we took it a step further and made a hunger heat map specifically for our region on our website, which is thefoodpantries.org. And we mapped out the area's community food assistance programs and then looked at how many people in each area were at 185% of the poverty line. And that's been helping guide our outreach efforts to make sure that people know food pantries are there to help.
That's great. That's another big piece, because there's still a lot of shame about not having enough food and reaching out for help.
Yeah, I think there is, and we always let people know. I mean, there are people from all walks of life that need some help from time to time. My own grandparents, when they were retired, had a very limited income and, you know, received assistance from a food pantry. Sometimes people are in between jobs or have had an illness. And, you know, there are a lot of life situations that happen where you just need extra hand. Again, we always want people to know if they're in need of help, they can call us at 518-458-1167. And on the other side of things, if there are people out there who are doing okay and have some extra time and would like to volunteer or support area food pantries, we can always use volunteers and donations. I think a lot of people don't realize that most of the food that food pantries distribute actually has a cost associated with it. And so by donating directly to food pantries, your dollar can go farther than if you were going to go to the grocery store and buy canned food items for a food drive. Your dollar spent by the pantry can actually get more food, so your dollar will go farther.
And it's lot farther. Can you spell out, is it how many meals can a dollar buy when you guys are purchasing it?
Oh, let's see. A dollar can do 6.25 pounds of food, which is, three or four meals worth?
That's amazing.
Something like that. So, yeah, I mean, a dollar can buy up to 6.25 pounds of food, which goes a lot farther, definitely. And then we also want to mention, as I said, it's our 40th anniversary. We're going to be celebrating some of the amazing volunteers that have helped support the food pantries for the Capital District over the years on on Tuesday, April 16th at the Shaker Ridge Country Club, we will be honoring Capital Area Council of Churches, as well as some really amazing volunteers who have helped us over the years raise money and support our organization in support of the members and the community.
That's great. I think that there, and they, people can find information on the website, foodpantries.org.
Yeah, they can look up 40th anniversary at thefoodpantries.org to attend the 40th anniversary luncheon. They could also give us a call at 518-458-1167.
That's great. Natasha, we only have a few minutes for this chat, and there's so much more that I know you have to say about food security and your work. Is there something you'd like to say in closing about the work that you do and the work that you're going to keep doing?
Yeah, I think when people think of what hunger looks like, they imagine maybe someone begging on a corner. And when in reality, hunger and food insecurity impacts just regular people in our community. When you're talking more than 80,000 people right here in the Capital Region, really it's a systemic problem. And we are working with partners on larger scale solutions because we believe that no one should go hungry and that we vision a hunger-free Capital Region. So if anyone is interested in talking with us or participating in the bigger picture, we would love for you to get involved and help us because we believe no one should be going hungry.
This has been another Food Diary with Amy Halloran, Food Security Manager at Unity House.